from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino.
Felix, you sound so juvenile today.
We have a little visitor with us for the taping of the show this afternoon. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Joaquin Contreras, Felix Contreras' son, and I'm going to be on the show today. So, yep, basically it.
We've got an extra set of ears to help us listen to all these great new tracks we're going to have on their new music show this week, Jasmine.
Cool. So what are we starting with?
This is one of your tracks, Jasmine.
The Moctezuma mix. This is DJ Da Ferwa. And this mix was brought to us by Juan Data. He is one of our favorite Latin music bloggers. And every week he gives us a music mix. He publishes a new music mix. So let's check this out.
Okay, Jasmine, this song, it's 57 minutes long because it is a mix, right?
Can I just tell you, so last week I got really sick. I got a really bad flu. Like it was like the bubonic plague. Like whatever the Spanish brought to Mexico, I got that. And I was just listening. I had a lot of time, you know, lying in bed and feeling really sorry for myself and, you know, kind of planning my own funeral and who would attend. So I had a lot of time to listen to music, and you know, I started listening to some really good music that, I don't know, it just picked me up a lot, you know. So I ended up just kind of like not really dancing because my body felt like it was on fire, but
right.
This was so epic flu, but you know, just kind of wiggling in bed to the sound of DJ Da Ferwa. And DJ Da Ferwa was born, well, his real name is Daniel Fernando, and he was born in Germany to Mexican parents. The Moctezuma mix, he mixes in a lot of cumbias, a lot of Brazilian baile funk, a lot of dubstep.
All right, let's keep it going. We're going to have a little bit of Mexico from this side of the border. This is a band called Aparato. This is from a new album they have coming out, a new EP coming out in November. This song is called Estrellas.
Stars.
When will it shine? Oh, oh, oh.
That is so cool. That kind of reminds me a little of Bjork in the Human Behavior times.
Huh.
Yeah, like just this really, I don't know, like almost a jungle beat. But her vocals are very Mercedes Sosa, you know, very folk. This is a Mexican band?
They're from California. The vocalist, her name is Kat Mendes. And there are three people in the band. Vanessa Calderon plays bass, and Alexander Hernandez Gutierrez plays guitar and requinto in this band. They're from Los Angeles. They are part of the resurgence, the revival of Mexican jarocho. And what they're doing is they're releasing an EP, and this track is very, very new for them because obviously there's electric guitar, there's a different kind of rhythm to it. It's got a whole different feel to it, almost like an experimental rock feel to
it. Now, this doesn't sound very jarocho.
Not at all. And I think it's a major step for them. It's moving their music forward and encompassing their roots, but also and bringing in other sounds and other influences.
So should we tell people now, listeners, that I'm now a world-renowned song jarocho dancer?
I think now is the time to let everyone know just what exactly you're doing there in Mexico City.
This is not why I came here, but I did fall in love with song jarocho like a year ago through bands like Las Cafeteras and especially Radio Jarocho. I love them. Now, song jarocho, if you listen to our show, you know, is the music that starts in Veracruz, in the port city of Veracruz. Jarocho actually just means from Veracruz. And it has several different guitar-like instruments. And my favorite instrument of el son jarocho is la quijada jarocha. And that's just a jawbone, you know, and you just shake it and the teeth rattle.
It's the jawbone from a mule or a donkey.
Or a co-host who is interrupting you.
Sorry.
No, I'm joking. but, you know, so I really fell in love with it. And what's great about jarocho, you can trace people's migrations through music. And there's this huge song jarocho revival in, especially in Los Angeles, in the whole Chicano area. You know, so song jarocho gets reinterpreted on the U.S. side. And so I really fell in love with it. And, you know, I met this girl. We became really good friends. And she is a son jarocho dancer.
Great.
So I've been taking some classes.
Well, you know, I think we should also...
And I suck.
No, you're a great dancer, so I'm sure.
You know what? There's this... So the dancing is like... It's not like tap, okay? But there is like a, the dancing itself serves as percussion, right? And you're tapping and dragging a lot. And you're, oh, and you're on like a wooden
Pedestal, like a
pedestal,
wooden platform,
which is where I like to be.
A pedestal. Well, let me change that. It's a platform, not a pedestal, because it's not that high. It's a platform, like a box almost.
So, but can we just state the obvious, which is that I, am a lot larger than the majority of the Mexican population.
Maybe just a
I'm
little
not.
taller.
All I'm saying is that platform or pedestal does not do very well under my. All I'm saying is when I'm done dancing, there's splinters
Oh my
everywhere.
God. You ought to take some video and send it to us so we can see that.
Oh, well, people should follow us on Facebook and Twitter because we're uploading pictures. I upload some pictures of it, you know? You know, and even as a dancer, like I just, I mean, obviously, they call me the shredder. But I am really fascinated by a style of music in which the dancer is actually part of the creating the music with their body. Because we'll upload a video of this on our show site. But the dancer is creating the percussion with his feet and with the dragging. It almost has like the effect of a cymbal. Another one that occurs to me is there's this traditional African American style in which you're like kind of slapping your thighs and your chest. But yeah, there's not a lot of music styles in which the dancer is a fundamental instrument in creating the music. And
Well,
that's something about Son Jarocha that fascinates me.
all of that goes back to African influence. Because Veracruz is on the Caribbean port, there's some African influence in Veracruz. And also, when you consider tap dance here in the United States and how it was developed here in the black communities, even in Afro-Cuban rumba, there's a very strict interplay between the rumba dancers and the quinto, the people who are playing the instruments that improvise, the high-pitched drums.
Or
So
in Puerto Rican bomba.
that all goes back to Africa. So that was fascinating. Obviously, what's going on with Son Jarocho?
well, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah,
No.
that's we have another cut from the lead singer from Aparato. She also has a solo album coming out at the end of this month. The album's called Limonada de Rosas, and this track is called Miel de Rosas, and it also features the players from Aparato and some other folks too. So this
So it's
is so it's
Aparato.
so this is Cat Mendes and Miel de Rosas or Rose Honey.
Drums, like those very rhythmic strums that are so typical of jarocho. Can you just break that down for me?
What you're hearing on this particular track is that there's a little bit of string bending, so it sounds almost Moorish, almost flamenco. And then the rhythm itself, it's in a three, one, two, three, one, two, three. And that is the African influence because a lot of African music is in six, one, two, three, four, five, six. That's the essence of what that music is about.
Estaciones de mi ser.
I think I should say that recently I had an opportunity to do a gig with Alexandro Hernandez Gutierrez here. He's doing research for his PhD here in Washington. He's from Los Angeles. He's living in Los Angeles. And we did a gig with him. There were three people on the gig. There was me, there was Alexandro, and there was...
me, Joaquin.
Yep, Joaquin was...
Oh, what were you playing?
I was playing congas, and I wasn't really good at that, so my dad was playing drums, so I switched with dad to play drums, and I was actually really good at it.
He was very good at it, if I do say so myself. What we were doing was mixing Son Jarocho with jazz, and it was really a lot of fun to do that. And now we're going to hear a beautiful track you brought in.
This is Montaña by the Costa Rican band Pasiflora.
Hay una hermosa muerte en tu mirada y me es difícil distinguir que yo fui una montaña de donde salí. Vamos a chapear esta maleza que nos quiere tragar en su garganta de ramas. Y la gente es un puente al más allá que en las calles de tu infancia está toda tu canción, toda tu razón de ser. Mientras las nubes se escarlatan, porque el cielo solo quiere sangrar. Y las nubes
What you heard, Jasmine, was another song in three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, mm-hmm. one, two, three. And with the guitar, it's almost European influence. There's a European influence in, you know, maybe they're approximating the waltz. Maybe they're approximating some indigenous rhythm through their guitar. I really liked this track a lot and this band.
Can I just nerd out a little bit also on the meaning of the word pasiflora?
Yes, you may.
Okay, so pasiflora is a kind of plant, which there's a lot of these in certain parts of Latin America, and this is a Costa Rican band. And it's only a large bee can pollinate it. So in the tropics, they grow this plant, this flower, right by the maracuya fruit so that bees are encouraged to come by it. But there's a really cool legend about the flower, pasiflora. And the legend goes that this Spanish woman, back in the colonial times, she fell in love with a Guarani Indian. And they would see each other, and they were just super in love. But her father was in the military. He was a military man, and he wanted her to marry a Spanish captain. So he, when he found out about her Guarani love, he killed him. And the Spanish girl finds the Guarani guy's body, and she buries an arrow in her heart, and she falls on top of him. And that's where the first pasiflora grew. Oh, I just think that's just a beautiful story.
It's certainly tragic.
Beautiful. Well, you know, the song opens with "there's a beautiful death in your eyes." And, you know, I was thinking about that and just about our show and about what we do. And I was thinking that across Latin America, that there's all these folk stories, you know, in which it's kind of the same. It's whether it's La Llorona or pasiflora, it's about people who are supposed to hate each other and who are not supposed to get along, who want each other and who fall in love with each other. And I think that, I don't know, maybe that just, that's something really beautiful, that in spite of the horror, you know, and of the bloodshed, that we still want each other.
It's a beautiful story. It is beautiful.
And this is a great band. It was actually, you know how I found this band? A listener wrote in. One of the best things about our show, it's the communication we have with our listeners. This was sent by Fran Robles, and it just blew my mind. So thanks, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
What a great band.
Great album. Great band. Okay, I'm going to drop something on you now. This is a band called The
You're hesitating, and I'm scared.
I know. Okay, but listen. Every now and then, I got to play something that's just a little outside, a little off the beaten track, and this is one of those things. You know, a publicist sent me an album by a band called the Meridian Brothers, and what's fascinating about it is that there are no brothers, and there's only one guy, and he's not named Meridian, okay? This guy, his name is Eblis Alvarez, and he's from Colombia, and he's part of a small but vibrant experimental music scene in Colombia. And this is a collection of some music that he made between 2005 and 2011 as the Meridian Brothers. He plays all the instruments. He mixes in traditional music, electronics, not electronica, but electronics, distorted vocals, minor keys, odd time signatures. He plays every instrument on the album. This is really a great album. I like it a lot, but it's very, very different. This track is called Canción del Moderno Templario.
Llevarme para el infierno. si acaso muero, quiero resucitar. En el paraíso santo y bendito, mi alma limpia con los angelitos. Cansar. No tengo que matar más. Soy un ángel, mírenme. Yo controlo mi poder.
This is a Kung Fu story. Pequeño Saltamontes. Young Grasshopper.
Oh. Grasshopper from Kung Fu, the old Kung Fu show on television. The master the master used to call the student Grasshopper.
Yeah.
And so he was a student of Kung Fu on this crazy ABC show in the 70s that I watched every week, believe it or not.
That's funny. I've never seen it, but I do hear the expression in Spanish a lot, like pequeño saltamontes.
Yeah, like a little grasshopper. You're doing well. You're learning well. And he mixed that in with this crazy, I love it. I heard clarinet. There's all kinds of juicy percussion underneath. This whole album, man, is just jam-packed with all these wonderful sounds and rhythms and beeps and blips. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I like it.
It's just, and it's, you know, as jazz musicians say, some of it is really outside. Just like, oh, just so avant-garde. It's just, I'm a big fan of this album.
That's awesome.
It's called Devoción Works, 2005 to 2011. The Meridian Brothers. Go out and find it because you won't be disappointed. There you go.
Hey, Felix.
Yes.
I'm an alien.
I know.
You always knew, didn't you?
Yep.
Actually, that's the song we're going to listen to next.
Oh, sorry.
But I am.
I know that.
I'm from another planet.
My country, you brought the dictator. gave him money and told him pay me later. So taste the tomato, tomato, whatever. The students, the farmers, working together. Pa'lante y mirante, no a la guerra. Mundo Mapuche, siempre, forever. So I walk, if I can't eat, I'ma move till I find my piece of the pie, a dignified life. Wife and the kids deserve more than this. She waitress, he grave shift. Money keep on making it, bills keep on taking it. Spaceship ain't awaiting, but somehow I'm still an alien. Out of this world, outcasted, held captive by second class status. The factories closed, ain't no jobs at home. Wall Street broke, so they blame scapegoats. Jose not Joe, getting stopped by 5-0. How they become the border patrol? I don't know, but what I know is I'm here to stay. If they ask me for my papers, I'ma laugh and say. Oh.
So the hook for that is Sting's 1987, Englishmen in New York.
I was a fan of Sting whenever he was putting out these albums, and I always really enjoyed that song because of the way it looked at this Englishman's lot in life and how he really doesn't fit in. And I've heard this song, and I've heard another song, but this one I think is more effective in using.
Oh, I think
that.
You're talking about King Chango.
Yes.
From Venezuela.
Yes. And
well, it's been done like a Jamaican in New York, and right. Everyone has done it.
You know, I was always a fan of that song, and I really, really liked what they did with this one. I know there have been other versions of this song mixed in, reflecting the immigrant experience, but I think this one is the most effective that I've heard so far.
Yeah, and this is Rebel Diaz. This is a rap trio from Chile. And you know why I think it's really effective? I mean, I love the King Chango version from Venezuela, and there's a lot of good versions of this song. But it's very selfless. Like, you know, the guy definitely talks about being Chilean and, you know, about living, you know, his family living in exile due to the coup, which, by the way, it's the 40th anniversary of the Chilean coup this week. You know, he talks about these important things, but more than anything, he's talking about the overall immigrant experience. He's not making it unique to one nationality, because the truth is, it's an experience that's lived by everyone, by a lot of people, you know, whether you're Jamaican or Venezuelan or British or Chilean. So I really like that he's making it a universal experience.
And can I say that just this week I was having lunch with a friend of mine. Her name is Jackie Diaz. She works here in Washington. And she was telling me, says, you got to hear this band from Chicago. These Chilean guys, they have this rap group. It's really good. They're called Rebel Diaz. And I was just about to bring the song, and then you bring it instead. So I was going to just...
Great minds.
You know, but I was like, oh, I finally have a band that Jasmine has not heard of. And then you beat me to the punch.
Dude, Chile has really good hip-hop.
Following the example of Ana Tijoux and others that come after her wake.
Yeah, no, excellent.
Okay, let's change the tempo just a little bit, change the atmosphere, change the mood with Medio Piki Piki.
Medio Piki. He's a DJ from the Dominican Republic, and it's a collaboration with Las Acevedo, which is like this indie band from Dominican Republic. And, you know, it's a very unusual combination because he's like a club DJ, lots of parties, and they're very indie rock. But you know, the, La Ola, which is the end product, is awesome. I love it.
I'm
Isn't that so cool?
That is a Jasmine song.
What is that supposed to
mean? No, it's got a very, very nice dance groove to it. That's you're a dancer at heart. You always say that. And that song, out of all the songs that we play today, that one has the most intense, just unabashed dance groove to it.
It has like a very Mumbaton feel, like an accelerated reggaeton. Like, and of course, it's from the Caribbean.
Do that again. Jasmine, you brought one more song.
Which you're crazy about.
Oh my gosh. And I'm surprised that you like it as much as you do. This is called Solace from My Midnight Heart.
So Felix, you know when you do your jazzercise and
oh yeah, with my leotard.
Well, no, but you know when you do your jazzercise, like you go like what, Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, every morning.
And you have the cool down afterwards, right?
Yes.
This is the cool down.
This is the chill out. You know, and I'm surprised that you like it
because it's so chill.
No, because it has these elements of what you consider smooth jazz, and I know you do not like smooth
jazz.
Felix,
no me lo digas eso because it's not true.
You really need to listen to some of these smooth jazz artists because they're doing a lot of what this is, like this chill out type music, which I'm fascinated by and I love a lot.
This is My Midnight Heart. It's a Puerto Rican singer, Angelica Allen. Wow, I love what she does.
And I want to remind you, since we're talking over the song so much, I want to remind you that you can hear this song in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Hey, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and tell us about bands that you love. Because, you know, today, for example, we played Pasiflora And a listener sent it to us. Ooh, so,
you know, we ought to do another listener's pick show pretty soon.
We should.
What do you think, Joaquin? Joaquin, should we do have people write in their favorite bands and tell us about them?
Well, that is a great idea. I like that idea.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
And you got to put some of that video of the shredder in action. Okay, I want to see.
And the terrified Mexicans running away.
We want to thank our special guest in the studio with us today, Joaquin Contreras. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for inviting me.
From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I'm Felix Contreras.
And from Mexico City, I am Jasmine Garst.
This has been All Latino.
Very good, Joaquin.
Yeah.